Hello, this is Adam Virgo, and you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Anthony Kendrick, and as ever, I'm joined by Nick Davey.
Good evening.
And our guest this week is Ashley Carter from the Sean Barker documentary.
Hello.
Are you well, Ash?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on again.
No worries, it was a pleasure to have you on last season, so yeah, glad to get you on again. So, first thing I want to ask you, obviously, I mentioned Sean Barker documentary, I know you spoke a bit about it last year. Do you want to tell us a bit about what it is for those who don't know anything about it?
Yeah, sure. It's a feature-length documentary. It was initially going to be about sort of Sean Barker coming to the end of his career and the end of his time at Derby County. Then, you know, we've been filming since last February. Mm-hmm. And obviously since then a lot has happened. He's made his comeback at Burton a couple of months ago. And so it's his feature film now that's going to be released in March at the Quad Cinema in Derby. We've obviously been very lucky in that the things that have happened throughout the, you know, almost a year of filming have sort of naturally created this really interesting story.
Yeah. So so have you had much developments? You say you've now got a release date of next year. I saw the name's changed as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, like I say, initially it was a short film about sort of the time between him getting the injury and him making his comeback at the end of 21, which is about 3 years. Mm-hmm. Then it, like I say, kind of developed into this much longer thing with him being granted testimonial and him, you know, being released by the club and him signing for Burton. Yeah, we did a last interview, well, one of the last interviews last week. We talked to Simon Grayson, who is his manager at Blackpool.
Oh, yeah.
And quite deep into the edit now, so yeah, we should be ready, hopefully be ready for March 14th. We really wanted to have it out by the end of this year, but there's some problems with the archive footage.
Okay.
Because people owned it kind of changed hands, so kind of kept getting delayed in Football League. You know, kept messing around a little bit with the dates. But yeah, we've finally got all the archive footage. We can start finishing the edit now.
All right, cool. Well, I believe you can follow you on Twitter. It's at Sean Barker Doc, is that?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, if you're interested in that, you can check that out. I don't know if Nick's got any questions he wants to ask about it.
I haven't really got any questions about the actual documentary, but obviously on Derby, it was quite deep on Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, an indifferent sort of campaign started very slowly. But how do you think the team really gone, mate?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I was quite excited when we had Nigel Pearson, you know, confirmed as manager. And I thought he'd be a good thing for the team. So I know a lot of few people, just speaking to a couple of players that we interviewed, said that his style was completely different, and like the mood around the club had changed quite a lot. And that he seemed to be someone who was very big on discipline, and I thought it'd be good for the team, but obviously it wasn't, and he ended up leaving. And I was massively sceptical about Steve McClaren coming back. The nature of how he left the club in the first place was, you know, obviously very bad. He's a lot of, you know, bad words with the chairman. But yeah, I mean, he's done incredible, to be fair. He's taken us from, I think we were 19th or 20th, we took over, and if we win tonight, we'll be 5th.
Yeah.
Won 5 or 6 in a row, so yeah. I mean, you can't really complain about how the season's going now.
Well, I know at the start of the season under Pearson, after Newcastle, you were probably second favourites to go up, and it was, you know, now. Well, I guess now it's really improved under McLaren. I just want to ask, with McLaren, do you think he was hired because there was no other options available? Because I couldn't really, you know, there wasn't any other managers in the frame or linked or anything really.
No, yeah, I don't think so. I think the fans are quite split. Quite a few people I know really wanted Gary Rowett to have a good job he's doing at Birmingham. and we interviewed Adam Legends a couple of weeks ago, the Birmingham keeper, and he said that Gary Rowett was building a team similarly to how Nigel Clough was doing when he was at Derby, of building a team of characters and really researching what the players were like, you know, as people as well as on the pitch, mm-hmm. which I think a lot of people kind of miss with Derby, or with Clough being at Derby. But I don't know. I don't know what else was really available. I think maybe his style of play, the style of football we played under him, was a big factor, because that never really came back when we had, you know, when Darren Wassell was there for his half a season, when Pearson took over, there was never really an interesting or exciting or entertaining style of football played. So I think that might have been a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Just want to go back to last week, the last game, obviously beating Forest 3-0, fantastic result.
We were filming just before the game, and it was, I think it was a massive, it's the most I've ever seen, you know, before a Forest game of optimism, where they just seemed to be complete confidence we were going to win, which was really good to see.
Mm-hmm. I just want to ask, Will Hughes was on the score sheet that day. What do you think of his progress? Do you think he's still, do you think you're going to be able to hold on to him much longer? Do you think he'll move to a big club?
I think it'll depend. If we go up for the next year or two, I think it'd be a nice thing if we keep hold of him for a little while. But I read an interview with Steve McLaren, I think it was either this morning or last night, where he said that even in the, you know, the year or year and a bit since he left the club, how much Will Hughes has improved as a player. Like, he's a lot more solid, a bit a lot more brolic now. Mm-hmm. And he's turned into a legitimate great midfielder. So yeah, I wouldn't be too surprised if he left. He'd been linked for, you know, 3 or 4 years with, I know Liverpool was a club that keeps coming on, so I don't know how much truth is in that, but I wouldn't be too surprised if he left. It'd be great to keep him, obviously.
Well, the other midfielder, I think, went under the radar, but is now being seen probably because of his great goal the other day for Burnley, Jeff Hendrick. I thought he was, you know, a great player, and obviously he's moved for, what, about 8 million, something like that. It was quite a good fee you got for him.
It was a good fee, but I think Jeff Hendrick was great. Obviously, he had great Euros, but when he was good, he was brilliant, but when he did tend to, I know a lot of fans think he kind of tends to go missing sometimes in games. He wasn't, it's like the outside opinion of him seems to be a lot better than Derby County fans' opinion of him. So I think a lot of people were happy with the size of the fee we got.
Yeah. Okay, and just final question I want to ask about Derby. What do you think you can get this season? Do you think automatic promotion is possible, or do you think playoffs is the target?
I think if it was a bit of a weaker league, automatic might be, you know, achievable. But I think with Brighton and Newcastle, I think every Derby fan would be happy with playoffs, to be honest. Especially after the start we had on Pearson, I think playoffs is very achievable now. Like I say, win tonight would fit. So
thanks for joining us. You can follow us on Twitter at B2Football. Our guest Ashley, you can follow him on Twitter. It's at Sean Barker Doc. Best of luck with the documentary, and I hope the release goes well in March. Thanks for joining us. It's good night from me, good night from Ashley, and good night from Nick Davey.
Good night.